I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Ever since Turkey joined NATO 66 years ago, it's been a steadfast ally of the United States. But today, Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, accused the U.S. of stabbing Turkey in the back. A dispute over a jailed American pastor has led to sanctions from the Trump administration. Those sanctions helped trigger a dramatic fall in the value of the Turkish currency, the lira, last week. And there are fears of an economic collapse. Journalist Fariba Nawa is in Istanbul. Fariba, Turkey and the U.S. have been allies for decades. Why are they squabbling now?
The main issue seems to be the pastor. His name is Andrew Brunson. He's an American pastor who's been jailed for the last 2 years on accusations of espionage and links to what Turkey considers are terrorist groups, such as the Kurdistan Workers Party or the PKK, a Kurdish separatist group, as well as the Gulen network that they accuse of masterminding the coup in 2016, the failed coup.
And he was arrested in 2016, right after the failed coup, wasn't he?
Yes, he was in October 2016, a few months after the coup.
And there was a chance he was going to be released, and then Erdogan said, no, we're keeping him for a while.
Yeah, I think it was the mediation process may have included a cultural misunderstanding from what I'm picking up as I talk to analysts. And it seems like in the Middle East, when people bargain, there's a gradual process of agreeing to things. I think Turkey expected to continue negotiating. And the United States, and particularly President Trump, became impatient after Turkey put Andrew Brunson under house arrest. But analysts here in Turkey say that that was just part of the process. They would have eventually released him. But what ended up happening is President Trump started to tweet and threaten Turkey with tariffs. And that just put Erdogan on defense immediately. Turkey felt humiliated in the process. And now it's a tit for tat between the two leaders as well as the two countries. In fact, even the Turkish opposition in some ways is united.
How serious is this row? I mean, could this damage U.S.-Turkish relations permanently?
That remains to be seen. I hope not. I hope that there is a solution. But I think the negotiations have pretty much fallen apart at this point. And it's immediately affecting the Turkish economy. And I was just out yesterday in a neighborhood in Istanbul in the markets where people, it's always full on a Sunday. It's before the Eid Muslim holiday here, just a week before. And usually the bazaars are bustling with people, but it was half empty. People are not buying. The Turkish lira dived because of this tit for tat or dispute between the U.S. and Turkey. And it's also affecting European and Asian markets right now. Even Germany's quite worried. And Angela Merkel just announced that we cannot allow the Turkish economy to fall apart.
But there's other issues. There's other reasons why the lira is falling as well, aren't there?
Yes, certain economic policies that the government has made has definitely contributed to this declining economy for the last couple of years. The nation is in deep debt. Inflation is rising at 15%. The problem with this diplomatic dispute is that it really accelerates what economic analysts had predicted in the first place. The ruling party and the ruling government and Erdogan are giving this narrative that we're strong, we've been through this before, and we're going to come through this despite our failing economy.
At this point, is there any talk in Turkey of ending the strategic military alliance with the U.S.?
The Turkish population is very resentful and angry right now against the United States. Yesterday, a video was being passed around burning dollars in southern Turkey. But there's no specific discussion of military information or military involvement. They are saying, why do we need the U.S.? Why do we need to be a part of NATO? We can just align ourselves with Russia and Iran. So there is a lot of that. It's just changing alliances, basically. Even Erdogan is saying that.
Is there any talk yet of something as dramatic as, say, you know, shutting down the airbase at Incirlik?
I haven't heard of that. I think that would be quite dramatic. And both sides are fairly hesitant to talk about that right now.
Journalist Fariba Nawa in Istanbul. Thanks a lot, Fariba.
Thank you, Carol.